Hi, it's Dwyer. It is March the 23rd, 2019. DwyerCrime.blog. Let's talk about Diane Downs' case. In fact, there's an excellent 2020 episode that's now on TV that revisits the case, right? Let's start this video on third base. I'm going to assume that you know about the crime. I'm going to assume that you've watched the 2020 that's on ABC, right? But first, remember, the opinion you should follow should be your own. Just consider this video to be a second opinion from a complete stranger online. Now, let me just say this clearly. The crime that Diane Downs is accused of doing, killing a child, shooting two other children, is one of the worst crimes imaginable. There's no question about it. Let me also say, too, on 2020, you see multiple interviews of Diane Downs. And I'll agree, she is suffering from some mental health condition. Right, what I've found is that when someone early in life, as a young kid, is in a severely dysfunctional situation, they develop certain emotional responses that the rest of us can't quite understand when they're adults. Right? They'll do things like laugh inappropriately. There'll be a gap between the emotions you would expect and the emotions they exhibit. But understand, we're talking about a murder case here, a criminal law murder case, right? We're all members of the state. We have a burden to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Now, someone who's a little bit odd, a little bit, you know, let's say unusual, right? Someone who doesn't have the proper emotional response shouldn't be found guilty, in my opinion, because of their quirkiness. Now, let me say this. Of all the murders I've done here online, I find the comments made in response to the earlier Diane Downs video that I did to be fascinating. Right? She's almost universally hated. People don't like her. It's so bad that on the 2020 telecast, they have one of her children, and the child is talking about how she is the daughter of a monster. Well, let me just give a point of view here that needs to be reinforced, right? It needs to be heard. Because I'm not sure if Diane Downs got effective assistance of counsel. Right, simply put, the police blew it here. They blew it completely. In fact, some of the biggest parts of the case are ignored by ABC. Right, the 2020 show is too emotional. It's too many people saying, wow, could you imagine a mother killing her daughter? Right? That's a terrible crime. But let's focus on some pieces of evidence. In fact, let's focus on some parts of the police investigation. Diane Downs shows up at the hospital with her kids who've been shot. Right? They've been shot. The police then do a gunpowder residue test on her. Right? Gunpowder residue test. There's no gunpowder residue on her hands. Right? The police find no gunpowder residue. Understand, Diane Downs herself has been shot. Now, one of my heroes, right, I do enough crime videos here online where I've come across her work. right? I have, you know, looked through her work and enjoyed it. Ann Rule. One of my heroes, the crime writer Ann Rule, who unfortunately is no longer with us, wrote a book on the Diane Downs case and talks about Diane Downs at the hospital washing her hands. Right? The idea is that she must have washed all of the gunpowder residue off of her hands. Now, folks, let me just say this bluntly, right? She shot and injured so bad on one of her hands, right? Her left hand, that understand a bone graft was needed to repair this. They had to take part of her hip bone to repair this. So she shows up at the hospital, right? If you have a bad bone injury, if you've just been shot with this hand, how thorough could you wash your hands, right? Just think about it. You're here, you're bleeding, she's bleeding. Now, let's say it's true that she goes into the hospital bathroom, right? Let's say that that's true. You know, gunpowder is very hard to get off your hands. She's not supposed to have fired the gun once. She's supposed to have hit all three kids. Multiple gunshots, right? Multiple. Now, if the police are properly investigating this, given that Diane Downs has more than her hands, she's wearing clothes, she has a lot of hair, right? Look at photos of her. Don't you test her clothes and her hair in addition to her hands for gunpowder residue? Let me just say this, too. I question whether someone who has a bad hand, right, has just been shot through it, could wash her hands well enough to remove all trace of gunpowder residue. Understand, if there's any gunpowder residue in her hair and her clothes, then that would be a key part of evidence, wouldn't it? Tell me why the gunpowder is not mentioned on the 2020 show. Diane Downs, like an innocent person, has no gunpowder on her. Well, let's go further. We hear on the show, and it's very important, that Diane Downs talked with the police and didn't tell the cops that she owned a .22 caliber gun. Right? That's the claim. Apparently, her former husband and a man she had an affair with before moving to Oregon both tell the cops that Diane Downs had a .22. On the 2020 show, they point out that, guess what? The murderer used a .22 caliber gun. We even hear that they found .22 caliber bullets at Diane Downs' place, and that these bullets supposedly had the same ballistic markings. Right? The same ballistic markings as bullets found at the murder scene. You know, it sounds provocative until you realize that Diane Downs' gun actually turned up in Perris, California during a drug raid years later. They tested the gun. Guess what? Diane Downs' .22 could not have shot the bullets found at the murder scene. Right, think about it. There's no causal connection between the ex-husband telling the cops, yes, she had a .22, and and the 22 caliber bullets found at the murder scene. They didn't come from Diane's gun. Let's also talk about that night. Diane Downs is at the murder scene with her kids. Right? Either she kills the kids, kills one kid, shoots the other two. Right? Or an intruder shoots the kids. Right? What's not disputed is that she then drives from that spot to the hospital. Right? Now the police search her car. They don't find the gun. Right? They don't. Understand, the police talk with someone who claims to have driven behind Diane Downs on her way to the hospital. And the claim is that Downs drove very slowly, that she didn't drive quickly, right? It's as if she wanted the kids, who she could have shot more times, if you believe the prosecution theory of the case, right? She's out with her kids, who are young and defenseless, and there's no one around. Right? She's claiming that somebody else shot the kids. Given her claim, what prevented her from just shooting the kids more times if she wanted to kill the kids? Well, the point I'm making here is the person who was traveling behind Diane Downs didn't see anything thrown out of Diane Downs' car. Right, Diane Downs, if she had a gun at the murder scene, and it would have to be a different gun than her gun. Right, the prosecution at trial takes out the bill of sale from her gun. Wasn't that prejudicial? Because we know her gun wasn't the gun used in this crime. So let me ask a dumb question that's highly relevant. Where's the gun? The person driving behind her doesn't see anything go out the car. The cops know the gun has to be in this defined area by the road. Right, folks, where's the gun? You have a woman in prison for life plus 50 years with no murder weapon. Right, none. Let's talk some more. Let me say this about the bullets found at her home. Right? It's interesting that they're found by the same police force. Right? That, let's face it, is dealing with a high-profile case, and they blew the case. Right? In addition to not finding any gunpowder residue on her at the hospital, right? And understand the nature and extent of the testing that was within the purview of the police. They talk Diane Downs into traveling back to the murder scene with them. And of course, think about it. They have her car. They take no photos of the car. They lift no fingerprints off the car. Right? None. Well, understand, at the hospital, and this is important, this never gets mentioned, her 3-year-old, who ends up paralyzed, Danny Downs, asks a nurse, "Why did the mean man shoot me?" Let me repeat that. Why did the mean man shoot me? Doesn't Danny know that Diane Downs is his mother? How come Danny Downs didn't say, "Why did Mom shoot me?" No, Danny says, "Why did the mean man shoot me?" Right? Let me also add this too. Again, it's a closed environment. The car. The three kids are in the car. Diane Downs is supposed to be firing off multiple shots. There's no blood splatter on her. Right? Apart from her wounds, there's no blood splatter consistent with her shooting the kids in the car. Now understand, for me, it's a matter of proof. I'm not saying that she didn't do the crime. I'm just saying without this evidence, blood splatter, gunpowder residue, a gun that belongs to her that actually was involved in the crime, a son who's talking to the nurse, making statements that mommy shot me. How could the son be making statements that anybody else shot him? Worse yet, how could the son's statement sync with Diane Downs' contention that a bushy-haired stranger shot them? So, and I understand this has upset a lot of people. Diane Downs' daughter, Christy, testifies against Diane Downs. Right? Nancy Grace is also on the show. She's another one of my heroes. I love Nancy Grace. Right? Nancy Grace is willing to say things that the public might feel are unpopular. Right? Those are the people I admire. The people who stand up when it's raining outside and say what they think is right. Right? Now, understand, Nancy Grace obviously believes Diane Downs is guilty. And Christy, a 9-year-old, testifies at the trial that her mom went to the trunk, got a gun, came back to the car, and then started the shooting. Now, many of you have said, Dwyer, how can you even suggest that Diane Downs' testimony, that Diane Downs has a realistic chance of not having done this crime? And I'll just tell you, kids are some of the most unreliable witnesses out there. They are. Also, Christy was separated from Diane Downs. Right? Christy, you know, was really in the state's custody. They worked on her. Right? She needed therapy. I'll tell you what, if that happened to me and I'm in my 50s, I would need therapy. The prosecution had her doing things like writing down the name of the person who shot her, putting it in an envelope, and then burning the envelope until one day they opened the envelope. Now, my point to you, and this is very important, is that Christy is questioned by prosecutor Yugi, who ends up adopting her. Kids want to impress adults who they like. Obviously, Christy had a good relationship with prosecutor Yugi, right? Who then becomes her new father. Folks, really, is that the kind of testimony that you want to send someone to prison for life over? A 9-year-old? A 9-year-old. Right? Testifying to a prosecutor who ends up adopting her. Also, isn't there a conflict of interest? I'm not saying that Yugi is Machiavellian and stuff like that. But let's say you want to be a father. Isn't there a narrative here that we don't want in any case? A prosecutor sending away a parent, and then with the parent imprisoned, the prosecutor then adopts the parent's kids. Am I the only one who sees a problem with that scenario? Folks, that's simply outrageous. That's simply outrageous. Also, aren't you concerned about the idea that Christy doesn't reveal that mommy did it that night? That a lot of time passes before Christy, who's been in the custody of the state, has the story of mom parking the car, then going to the trunk, then coming back and shooting everyone? Also, aren't you concerned? And I know Danny Downs is only 3 at the time, but aren't you concerned by the inconsistency of that statement with the statement Danny Downs made to a nurse? Finally, let me close by saying this. You know, we all have different emotional ranges. We all handle stress differently, loss differently. Right? We do. I have a big problem with folks who say, you know what? The night her kids got shot, she just had a flat affect. She just didn't act like a mother would act if her kids got shot by a stranger. Right, folks? We all react differently. Keep in mind, too, she could have been in shock. She herself is shot. She could have been feeling fortunate, dare I say it, fortunate, because 2 of the kids lived. She herself lived. Let's say that the bushy-haired stranger, as my kid opens the door, I'll be with you soon. Let's say the bushy-haired stranger is some wannabe rapist. You have some really bad people out there. And he encounters Diane Downs. He sees a blonde driving with some kids. He stops the car. He looks in the car. He sees the kids. He's attracted to Diane Downs. Let's say that he decides that he's going to get rid of the kids so he could be with mommy. Right, folks? That story is consistent. Okay. There are a few more things I wanted to say here, but I'm a father myself, and my daughter's crashing the party here. So I'm going to sign off. To close, let me say this. I'm not saying Diane Downs is innocent. What I am saying is that we, as the state, haven't proved her guilt. When the prosecution relies on the fact that Diane Downs had a Ruger in her possession, right, at one point, number 1476187, and that gun turns up in a drug raid years later, and that gun wasn't the gun used that night, then in my opinion, Downs' trial is tainted. When the best witness against Downs is a 9-year-old who's been in state custody for months before identifying mom as the shooter, and when her 3-year-old has a different version of events, and when the police version has one of the kids getting shot outside the car doesn't even sync with the other versions, then I don't know how you satisfy the legal burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Right? So Diane Downs, as inappropriate as her emotional range seems to be. The fact that she's smiling and stuff like that. Let's remember that that same Diane Downs is the person who goes to the hospital after the shooting. And that's why Christy and Danny are alive today. I know you disagree with me. Many of you do. I hope you leave your comments in the comment section of this video. I'm going to get back to being a father. I do look forward to hearing your comments. Thanks for stopping by.